got this candy cane and some tea. By the way, I got new mugs. If y'all go on She Gets It Shop, y'all could get y'all some new mugs, okay? Get rid of the ones that's cracking. And get crack-a-lacking with mine. Put my mug on your lips, please. Thank you very much. Support the podcast. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome. I wanted to talk about nights with strangers. It's rare for me to go out at night and be around people I don't know. So when I do it, it's hard to chill because I'm always observing people and how lame they are and how comfortable with themselves they are around other people and how they put on for people on the outside when in reality they're hella shallow. And there are a lot of people in Atlanta who are scared of growing up and getting older. And so you see people who are clearly grandma and grandpa age dressing like they're 22, and it looks ridiculous. It looks sad. Okay, it's a sad thing to see. So I just be like, so y'all really out here giving sometimes this pussy comes with stipulations crotch to strangers who ain't been vetted? And I just don't understand it, because you are supposed to be a temple. You are supposed to be great. What you have is supposed to be up to par. And why would you give that for free? Like, treat yourself like you know better, because last year, number one state for HIV and STDs was Miami, Florida. Second, New Orleans, okay? And third, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And so those are well-known places for people to have a quote-unquote great time, a good time. And use whatever soap is in there. There's no way. And that's how I know they be using my body wash, because that was in the soap. Use the bar soap. But that's how I know, like, people really don't care about themselves. And that's why I keep saying this. If people really gave a fuck about themselves, they want to be in a shittier predicament later. Like, there's certain things that you don't do when the goal is to do best by me. If the goal is to do best by me, then I cannot be everybody's friend. I cannot be at every event. I cannot always be at work. I cannot always not be working. It's about balance. If I'm really about me and the best for me, I'm really not looking to be out here fucking strangers. Because I need to know if you are qualified. And a lot of people are not qualified. A lot of people are out of lotion. And they should just handle it themselves. Or they just need to turn on a flick. Go take a shower. Get relaxed. Handle your business and roll over and go to sleep. Because the energy that y'all giving each other is, it's not even up to par. You know what I'm saying? So how many people have you been with that you don't even get to know their character? Like, if you can't say, reality speaking, when was my last STD test? STIs, HIV, and all that extra ass shit. Why are you putting notes under my door? This is what I go through to be able to record y'all. Don't! Mommy, Anya.
Mommy.
What?
There's no
How is there no bar soap in the shower? And if I come in there, I'm getting a belt. Oh. The remote is not lost. Go look on my desk or in the kitchen and leave me alone. Have kids, they said. And I knew they didn't want to watch that movie because that one movie is corny. That Thanksgiving movie is corny. What was I saying? Yeah, like, ain't nobody really out here taking care of themselves with the utmost. Y'all dressing up shit. Y'all out here, Balenciaga head to toe, Gucci head to toe, Fendi fits head to toe, purse to match, empty as fuck, in debt, dressing up shit because your bodies are shit. Most of y'all don't take care of yourselves. Y'all don't eat the best. Y'all don't sleep adequately. So ain't no way the energy that you're giving in a session is up to par. There's no way. Are you currently involved with anyone else while you out here dipping and dashing on other people? And most of y'all are. Most of y'all are very much in a long years relationship. Most of y'all are married. But y'all using each other in that marriage so much that it's just easier to just stay in the marriage and be disloyal, disgusting and dishonest. So y'all just sit in it. Attached legally. Disrespecting each other faithfully. And that's why I'm just like, dog, what are y'all rushing to? Why are y'all rushing these relationships that ain't even worth shit to begin with? Because most of y'all are very much involved with another person and y'all don't give a fuck about your bodies. And until we all... my peppermint. Until we all get to a point where we're just like, you know what? You are right. I really don't like me. I really don't take care of me the best way I know how. I just want to feel good temporarily. Then we're never going to have an honest conversation. Because a lot of y'all looking for temporary care. Temporary ass care is what y'all looking for. Okay? Do you even want to tell this person how you like to have a session? Do you even know how you want to feel during that session? Like, y'all really out here with casual session hookups that don't owe you shit, meaning most of the time is going to be mediocre anyway. Before you do it, is it needed? That's what y'all need to ask yourself. Do you really have to do this? Do you even feel safe with this person? And how the fuck can y'all feel safe with a person when you don't know their last name? You don't know where they work. You don't know their real name. You don't even know if the vehicle that they're driving is actually theirs and it's not rented. Or they borrowing their friend's vehicle. Like, y'all don't know shit. Y'all loving on fumes of people. And that's insane to me. Y'all really got to do better. Another funny thing about time, if you pay attention to it, is the more you go out, the more you're around people that you know and you may not know, you realize that nobody else know what the fuck they're doing either. Everybody's trying to figure out some shit. And for me, it was my early 30s when I realized that our parents didn't know what the fuck was going on either. They just did the best that they could with what they thought. Right? And the more you realize that, the more you should be like, let me just have my own experience. Let me hear other people's experience, but choose to have my own experience about shit. But if you are really who you think you are, if it is really top tier, if you really believe that you deserve the best, you're going to take care of yourself and you're going to be picky and you're not going to be up in everybody's face. You're not going to be at every event. You're not going to be at every party. You're not going to have a large group of friends. You know, there's quality in the smaller numbers. So, nice with strangers is cool every once and again, but don't make too much of a habit having to be out with people that you don't know. Don't mind me. You can hear my washer and dryer going ham because that's what you do when you work from home and you have kids. You do laundry while you work. Duh. What I wanted to say is don't forget to click the link below and donate to the show. I appreciate it. Thank you for supporting me and my mouth. And you can also buy your own merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com to check out the shows, the books, the merch, the media spotlights, all of that. And you can always find me at shambipodden on all of your social media apps. Let's get back to the show because I got things to talk about. Don't sleep on me. Can you even afford the risk that you're taking with this person that you're temporarily with? Do you know this person's first name, last name, job, phone number, address? Have you seen their ID? Does it match? Are you following your gut or are you ignoring your gut? And a lot of people don't believe in women's intuition. I think people have intuition, period. But if I feel like the longer you go without listening to what your inner self is telling you to do or how to behave, it's gonna become unfamiliar. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year, Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helpful. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit and those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. New Year, when it's saying what it needs to say. And so a lot of people have tuned their inner self out so much that they actually believe they don't have an inner consciousness. And they do. And that's your intuition. And that's the way that your body feels when you're around people. When you walk into a room, you feel that energy. When you pass someone on the street, you feel that energy. When someone's looking at you a certain way, you feel that energy. That's what it is. And if you're going to sit here and lie and tell you don't feel that, you're a liar. Okay? But, you know, people lie to themselves every day. That's why we in most of the problems that we in. And a lot of people ignore what they know ain't the best for them and pursue it. And then want to blame game other people later. Foreplay isn't an option. Okay? It's a pre-pussy workout. A PPW. And if a man is trying to hit you up out the blue, come over and just expect everything to be great and ready to go, and you ain't talked to them in weeks, y'all don't share no conversation, y'all don't do nothing else, shit's gonna be whack. Because you're skipping the pre-pussy workout. The pre-pussy workout makes everything work best for her and you. Why would you skip that? Because you're fucking lazy and you deserve the bare minimum. And so sometimes you're gonna have to tell people who you could know. Because what's the point? What is the benefit out of this? Out of me giving you my time? So get it together, men and women. Men expect tonsil touches and vag, but be selective on their part about if they giving head, if they giving head right, if they doing any body massages, if they're making sure that she's comfortable. All of this shit. Smoking blunts and wanting to fuck right after. Sir, your breath stinks. Your breath stinks. I could smell weed on your hands. Like, no type of woman body etiquette at all. Bare minimum, dog. Bare minimum. Okay? Because you got to think about it. Why would a woman be able to do everything she can for herself and see you, and she give you the time, and you doing shit she could do for herself? What? Sir, I called you over here for Wang, not for the pointless things that you're trying to do. Sir, do what you know needs to be done. Stop shortcutting shit. Okay? Because I'm the type of person, like, I'm not going to give you no mediocre head. It's just not going to happen. If I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to give you no bullshit time. Because if I know I'm a bullshit, I don't want to see you. I don't want to do it. I'm good. I don't want to do nothing. I don't need you to do nothing. You sure? I'm positive. I'm not missing out on nothing. Because I have to replay the last session in my head and realize how disappointed I was. And I was just like, why would I sign myself up for that again? Why would I sign myself up for that? So if you noticing women don't care if you do or you don't, that's probably why. If you're noticing a man don't care if you do or you don't, that's probably why. Ain't nothing to be missed. What am I missing? Giving my coochie away? I don't miss that. And another thing. Sometimes it's not that you aren't, of a standard of being wanted. You just haven't given that person in particular something to want from you because your effort is very basic. There's no effort there. You say things, but your energy don't match. Your effort don't match. Your consistency don't match. You like that guy on the block that tells you you're beautiful every day, but doesn't back it up with shit. He just want to be able to tell you that you're beautiful every day. Stop telling me shit that's basic. What the fuck is your intentions here? And if you don't have no intentions, cool. But stop trying to act like you have intentions. You don't have no intentions here. Why would a woman want something where there's no effort being given? There's no conversation being had. Want what? You know what I'm saying? I think your 20s is when people want you because they see you. Okay? Your 30s is for, okay, let what comes out your lips match your actions. And if you can't do that, please keep your thoughts to yourself. That's what that's for. And I need people to realize this, like, ain't nobody in their 30s about to be in love with the idea of a person. Stop it. We don't have time. We don't have time to be in love with the idea of a person. And definitely not going to be in love with the idea of a person meeting a person at night that's a complete stranger. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? That's like when your credit card emails you, I'm giving away $500. All you have to do is do this. You're a liar. What's the stipulations? You know what I'm saying? The people, be guarded with your dick. Every woman doesn't deserve your dick. Be guarded with your pum pum. Every man doesn't deserve your pum pum. A lot of males get very egregious when you give it to them and they didn't deserve it in the first place. A lot of people feel like you should just accept the bare minimum that they're giving. Longevity, you should just be okay with that. And people are not. Some people are, but I'm not one of those people, and I'm not going to lie to myself and be like, oh, it's okay. Oh, I've just known him for a long time. It's okay. I mean, maybe in the future they might be, but I'm not her. Mm-mm. What am I waiting for you to get better for when you could be better now? You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself that. Why are you waiting for somebody to get better later when they could be better now, but they're choosing not to? The audacity for you to think I should be with the bullshit and wait around for you to think. What? No. So just be choosy with your nights with strangers. Value your bodies a bit better. Smart women know the sexiest thing a man could tell her is no to certain things that she proposes. A man that doesn't feel like he gonna miss out on pussy would be like the end of the world. Because that's how a lot of men get caught up too. Like if a woman says no to this, they want to give her all the plan is just to make her say yes. First of all, if a woman doesn't like you, a woman doesn't like you. If a woman doesn't want you sexually, she doesn't want you sexually. If you flash money, bags, objects in front of a woman and then now she wants you sexually, she's a fucking liar. And you know she's a fucking liar. Stop lying to yourself. Okay? People are buying pussy and people are buying dick time. Okay. People are buying pussy and people are buying dick time out here. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Okay. And I don't think fools fall in love. I feel like there's one fool in every relationship. That's what I believe. In 2024, be careful. Just remember, life will be better. Things will be perfect. Once you start to be honest and comfortable with yourself. A lot of people are not comfortable being themselves or comfortable being by themselves. So if you find yourself needing to go out every damn night in order to be around people, check that shit because it's exhausting. Hope you enjoyed this unsolicited advice. Some thoughts for you guys to think about. I know y'all gonna still go out anyway. Who the fuck cares? I said what I said. again, not a night out person. Unless it's like we're going out at night to go eat. And then we're going home. I'm a fan of that. That's cool. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to me babble. This is She Gets It Podcast. She Gets It Pod. All right. Don't get it confused with the others because the others can never be me. Could never. This is a indie podcast, meaning all of your donations and support will go a long way. Thank you for enjoying another episode on season 22 of She Gets It Pod. Wishing you guys a great week or weekend. Who knows when I drop this. Either way, I'm going to be back because I'm always back with another one, another thought. Just wanting you guys to think deeper on another level of why you do the things that you do. And why you allow people to use the energy that you have. And if it's great, please protect it, men and women. If you know this person doesn't deserve, stop giving them what they don't deserve, okay? I know it's hard. But I also know what it's like to be fucking and being in the middle of a fucking just like, dog, why am I here? Ugh, that's the worst. The worst. Anyway, if you would like to support this podcast, go to shanbpodden.com. Shan and Pods on YouTube. Shan B. Podden on IG, X, and TikTok. Peace.